I thought I did pretty well. I know that there were some opportunities, I think, that we had to score more points off of turnovers. But, you know, we settled for field goals sometimes, and I think that came down to some third down conversions we probably should have had and a couple penalties out there. But you can't complain about getting points. But I think that we left some points out there. I'm not sure. I mean, I guess that's really up to the coaches to decide. You know, I'm just worried about coming out here and doing the best I can and progressing day in and day out with these guys and getting better with these guys.
What happened on the play to Demarius where there seemed like a little miscommunication or something on the deep pass?
I'm not sure. I think that he might have got grabbed a little bit coming out of his break. It was a double move, and I think that he had him beat. But he might have got grabbed a little bit. I know when I came to the sideline, I was talking to him. He said he got held up, and then Tyke, the receivers coach, was saying the same thing. So I guess he just got held up a little bit. When I threw it, I thought it was a good throw. But when I came to the sideline, we talked about it, and I guess he got held up.
As you continue to grow as a quarterback in this league, how much do you think your legs will continue to be a weapon for you, and how much do you think you need to hang in there more and not run as much?
I think that I'll only get better as I continue to get more reps and continue to play. I think that, you know, the more I learn, the more I'll know whenever I can take it down and run and when I need to hang in there. But right now I think I'm doing a pretty good job at knowing when to take it down and run with it. I know that the coaches keep encouraging me to pull it down and make a play with my feet, and I think that I just got to show them that I can be smart with the ball when I take it down and protect myself.
Maxie, do you have a running total in your brain between the two of you guys? I mean, I'm just asking it because I think it would be human nature. I realize you guys get along and you're pals and all that stuff, but you're also competing for a job. Do you have that kind of running scoreboard in your head? And if you do, what's it telling you right now?
I mean, not really, just because – I mean, you can't compare your progress to somebody else's progress, because when you're worried about the other guy getting better, you're wasting time on not focusing on yourself and making yourself better. So that's really what I've been doing, to try to progress each day and get better day in and day out.
It seemed like that happened here this week where you did, I don't know what happened, but the progress was clear.
Mm-hmm.
This week, do you feel like, regardless of what may or may not be seen, that you are trending the right way now, that something that you're gaining traction?
Yeah. I mean, I've always felt like I have been heading in the right direction. I know as a player, sometimes you have bad days and you have good days, but I just think it's important to have more better days than bad days, obviously. But, you know, what I've heard from Coach Musgrave and Coach McCoy has been nothing but positive to me and encouraging. So that's kind of how I've taken it and just moved on with it. Yeah. I know that kind of throughout this process, I've been caught beating myself up over some mistakes, just because, you know, you always want to be perfect. You want to make every play, and I think that's something that I've always done is when I make a mistake, kind of think about it a little longer than I should. But yeah, Coach Joseph and DT do a good job at encouraging me, and so do all the other guys too, keeping my head up and keeping me moving forward. But I've definitely thought about it as I've been moving forward and keeping my head up so the guys around me can see that.
Anything else for Paxton? Okay, thank you guys.
Thank you.